Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me. People ask me, why symphony? You're not a classical composer. Well, Wikipedia defines symphony as an extended musical composition most often written by composers for orchestra, often presented in several movements. And so, I bring you the music of a lifetime of composition, often presented in several movements. That's the nature of these podcasts, a scattershot look at a lifetime of music. So, strap on them headphones. We're 90% music with just a smattering of commentary. And for God's sakes, turn it up! Hey, y'all. This week being the 19th episode of this podcast, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. This episode is entitled Songs from the Trunk, A Little Unfinished Business. Today, we're going interactive. I'm hoping that each of you will join in on the fun. Songs from the Trunk presents some older but promising material that begs to be reworked, brought up to date, and developed further. Or, for that matter, perhaps just left in the trunk. So I'm asking you, our devoted listeners, to weigh in and vote on possible next steps for each song. At the end of the podcast, we'll give you a link to write in and share your thoughts on your favorites, and even throw me a thumbs down if you like. Don't worry, it'll just be a short questionnaire with a few multiple choice boxes to check. I'm not asking you to collaborate, mind you, just seeing if there might be some potentials that might work for people today. So, what you'll be hearing, and I hope enjoying today, will be unpublished works from as far back as 40 years ago. Some songs fully produced that somehow got stuck on the shelf, and others with just me and my old guitar, throwing it down on a two-track. Lots to listen to. So let's get on it. To put us all in the mood, I'm going to open today's episode with a song that does not qualify as being from the trunk. It is the title song from my last album. Think of it as a table setter, perhaps even an appetizer. At my young age, looking back over 50 years of music making, it has perhaps become one of life's theme songs. Yours truly, Remnants.
Yeah, once upon a time, they clamored for refinement. some polish and revisions. My much forgotten verses and half-baked ideas, they cried, don't leave me now. Left behind, never to find my way. Lost in the pages, good for nothing, fading away. So have a little listen to the remnants of my mind. Have a little listen to the remnants of a lifetime. Yes, these were songs and scraps of songs that never found a home. Enough sense,
melodies left unattended,
until one day I dreamt of resurrection. I could not leave my friends behind and have them fade away, fade away, fade away. And so they rose on up from the ashes of a lifetime.
These scraps and notes on napkin,
those scribbles on margins never remembered, those musings of the mind. For these beautiful tunes left behind. So have a little listen to the remnants of my mind. Have a little listen to the remnants of a lifetime. Please enjoy my remnants. Please applaud their renaissance. Come celebrate their reincarnation. It's not often that we all get a second chance, so grab on to the moment, 'cause it's never too late to be born again. Please enjoy. Applaud their renaissance. Come celebrate their reincarnation. It's not often that we all get a second chance, so grab on to the moment, 'cause it's never too late to be born again.
It's never
You might want to keep track of your reactions to each song as we move along. So here's a quick peek at our grading system. It ranges from 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest number. So 1 equals leave it in the trunk. 2 equals got a long way to go. 3 equals got possibilities. 4, a definite rework, re-record, remaster. 5 equals release it today, as is. Okay, let's dive way down to the bottom of the trunk and pull out our first offering. Probably from the late 60s or early 70s. Not at all a finished product, but perhaps a small indication of what was to come. Definitely a one take with just me and my guitar. Check it out. Yours truly. Keeping my body warm.
Every morning when the sun comes up, I wake to find you gone. Lay around and think of you, and I'm lonely. Every day is a long, long road to walk without you near. There's a cold wind blowing through my heart. And when you're gone, gone away, Lordy, I miss my woman, and all night long, wishing the time away. I dream of baby laying beside me, keeping my body warm. And when you're gone, gone away, Lordy, I miss my woman, and all night long, wishing the time away. I dream of baby laying beside me, keeping my body warm.
By this time, y'all know that I'm an eclectic writer. I've written music in a scattershot of directions, to coin a phrase. This next song is from the theater, from the musical Island, that played out of town as we developed it over the years, sometimes critically successfully, and sometimes not. It never made it to New York, but always succeeded in providing audiences with a delightful and relatively inexpensive trip to the Caribbean. A little preface here. I owned a house on an isolated beach in Antigua for about 10 years and spent many months a year there writing and just hanging out. Sparks, who is the character that sings this next song, was our sweet Caribbean butler and is married to Delia, who was our cook and housekeeper. My favorite saying from the islands was, "Soon come, ma, soon come." That meant, it will not soon come, but in fact, we'll never get here. This was Sparks' favorite saying. "When will you get to fixing the gutter, Sparks?" "Oh, soon come, man, soon come." It was a way of life. It never bothered me, for it was also his answer over the years to his wife, Delia, regarding the painting of a boat. This recording that you will now hear was recorded by me as a demo for actor-singer Byron Utley, one of the stars of the Broadway production of Rent, who played the role of Sparks magnificently in Island, production after production over the years. It is a demo, so I also sing the role of Delia as well. Lastly, Moses is Sparks' voodoo shaman, and Delia is a good Christian woman. Yours truly, I paint de boat.
I paint de boat, I really work it, I give it all my time. I'll get it right, no matter what you know, but it'd be one long climb. 'Cause I know can't get the color of her eyes the way I see them in me mind. I think I must be colorblind. I paint the boat for Delia, I do it for me wife. I'll get it right for Delia if it takes all me life. And I will not leave this world until I catch the soul of her. And together we go sailing on the sea. The boat, while I do all the work, he disappears each day. And like a child who lives in fantasy, he throws the world away. And we see not eye to eye on what be sacred, what be holy, what be real. He pays no heed to how I feel. Gives his life to Moses, a phantom of the mind. He be obsessed with Moses and leave me far behind. But I will not leave this world till I redeem the soul of him. And together we go sailing. I paint the boat, he paints the boat. I really work at it. I paint the boat. handiwork.
I paint Depot, he paints Depot,
I give it all my time.
I paint Depot, he paints Depot,
he disappears each day.
I paint Depot, he paints Depot,
me fix it.
Next is another song from Ireland that Jenny Burton also sang in concert for a decade or so. This is a live recording from a concert in Stamford, Connecticut, performed by Jenny Burton and the Other Brothers back in the late 70s. Yes, it is a song from a musical, but it works in isolation as well. Jenny Burton and the Other Brothers, Castaway. I found this next song just last week tucked away in a back corner of the trunk. At first, seeing its title, I thought that it must have just been a song I only produced. I did not remember the title or having written the song at all. The reason being that the song never made it into the production of the musical Sundown for which it was written. I don't know why. I love the song. I haven't been able to get it out of my mind now since hearing it. The lyrics were written by Sundown lyricist Larry Rossler, and the demo sung by me. My present-day writing partner, Reagan Courtney, recently had a heart attack and died on the operating table in the hospital. As the surgeons were cleaning up after giving up, Reagan decided to come back. He is alive and well today. Though the song was originally written for Doc Holliday to sing in the musical Sundown, a musicalization of the gunfight at the OK Corral, the song stands alone today as a tribute to those many who have lived to come back. Yours truly, Walking on the Earth.
Yesterday, I crossed over heaven's line. Something deep inside me died. Yesterday, I nearly lost this life of mine. But now I've come back. I've come back from the other side. Now I am free. I'm no longer tied in chains. A change in my life has cleared my mind. I can feel the power in my veins. The man sun.
Fred Coffin was a 6'5", 280-pound, very successful Broadway and movie actor who was one of my best friends for years. He was an amazing human being. He defined being full of life. A chain smoker, I bitched and moaned at him for years, warning him that his habit could someday kill him. He paid me no heed, and so it did. He died from it far too early in life, leaving a giant hole in my life. He was one of two sets of twin boys, all about the same size and flamboyant personality, and along with their father, they all five played the accordion. On top of it all, Fred was a songwriter, all on accordion. He was good. He wanted me to produce his album, but an album of accordion music was just not where I wanted to spend my time, if you know what I mean. I did end up producing that album, but convinced Fred that there just might be something beyond the accordion that would work for his songs. That album never got released. He died too soon. Someday, I will devote a whole episode to that album. For Fred. As an actor, Fred could play anything. In this particular instance, a roach on vacation. Fred Coffin, minus his accordion, Roach Motel.
I'm tired of the whole dang thing.
I'm angry as hell, and I ain't putting up with it no more. People are out to kill us, man. Can you dig it? I mean, I thought I'd seen the worst of it. But then they come out with this thing called the Roach Motel. They say the roaches check in, but they don't check out. Boy, does that suck. They even put it in Spanish. Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir. Boy, does that suck. Life's a drag through the muck. The world stinks. People suck. It's all a trap. Each day you line, acid blinds and poisons bind. But the Roach Motel, that's a torture without an end. It's the pits, man. Well, except for death, and death sucks. I seen this ad, weekend for two, a discount price, a room with a view. But it was all a lie, nothing but a scam. Just another vicious exterminating plan. The Roach Motel, what a creepy thing to do. Don't you call it paranoia? No, 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 don't you write it off as fear. Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir. Me and my family, we were moving out west. We were sick of the city. We were cold and depressed. We traveled a mile, our little legs so sore. We got us a room at the Roach Motel, but it wasn't what we had bargained for. We're permanent guests, and the service really sucks too. House pets get the ASPCA. Now, 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 now. Elephants and tigers get the zoos. Squirrels get the park. Owls get the dark. The roaches don't get nothing but the blues. Welcome to the Roach Motel. We have the economy special, the gourmet deluxe, or the honeymoon retreat, complete with special trappings. It's to die. Take the stairs to the left. Sweet dreams. We've reached our limit. It's the final straw. We got no exit. Our backs against the wall. We're gonna form a union. Gonna get it right. Get ourselves a lawyer and go to court and fight. Stop the Roach Motel. It's the only human thing to do. Don't you call it paranoia? No, 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 don't you write it off.
tough as beer. Las cucarachas in front, I don't know. Wait and salir. Las cucarachas in front, I don't know. Wait and salir.
Hey, what kind of motel is this? I got no towels, I got no bed. And where the hell is room service? I don't even got a phone to call room service. Boy, oh, it stinks in here. I'm suffocating. Where's the window? My God, there's no window. I'm getting out of this dump. Where's the door? How'd I get in here anyway? Oh, no. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Help! Help! I can't breathe.
Another song from Ireland. This is a duet. Here, we use the metaphor of a coming rainstorm to depict a marriage in trouble. Our couple on this particular demo, played by my best friend in music, Margaret Dorn, and me, struggle to re-find the balance in their relationship within the beauty and the simplicity of the island paradise. Margaret Dorn, and yours truly, Rain.
There's a storm coming. There's a chill in the air. Walk a little faster. We're almost there. Look over yonder, the sky is turning brown. Wish we didn't go so far. Wish we'd started back a little sooner. Heaven only knows how much time there is to go till the sky falls in. Till the sky falls in.
You can almost hear the thunder. You can almost taste the rain. You can almost see the lightning. I wish we were safe again, listening to the wind through our bedroom window. Hurry now, we're running out of time.
There's a storm blowing. Faster.
Heaven only knows how much time there is to go till the sky
falls in.
Till the sky
falls in.
Listen to the thunder howling in the wind. Look out for the lightning.
I'm glad you're here beside me, my shelter in the storm.
Keep me from the timbers of the wind.
For 5 years, while still in my late 20s, I served as the composer in residence under producer Joseph Papp at the New York Shakespeare Festival's Public Theater. In those 5 years, I wrote music for 40 shows. It was my master's education in music composition. Education on the job. After 2 years, Joe came to me and said, "Why don't you do a concert of your music at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park? We'll produce it for you." I jumped at the opportunity. The Delacorte Theater is the out-of-doors theater in Central Park that is so famous for presenting Shakespeare in the Park every summer. Joe gave us an 11 p.m. time slot on a late August Saturday night after the Shakespeare play was over. We also had to use the Shakespeare play's set and lighting, but that turned out to be a real plus. The great Broadway set designer, Santo Loquasto, had created an all-white, gorgeous single set of various levels and stairways that we were to use, much to our delight. I hired a cast of 8 singers, including Andre DeShields, David Lasley, who became one of James Taylor's background singers for decades, Broadway ingenue Marta Heflin, leading roles in Fiddler on the Roof, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Hair, and a 14-year-old Irene Cara to join me and a band. I decided to call the evening Please Don't Let It Rain, for obvious reasons. We sold out weeks before the event. An 11 p.m. concert is not too late for New Yorkers. We rehearsed the show for weeks. The morning of, the weather forecast was not promising. By 7 p.m., they were considering canceling the Shakespeare play that night. Though the sky was full of dark clouds, it was not raining, so they started the play. Shakespeare plays are often 3 hours and 3 acts. By the end of the second act, it began to rain. The sky opened up and poured buckets. The audience all went home. We were crushed. At 10 o'clock on the nose that night, it stopped raining, though the heavy clouds were still threatening. So we got busy and prepared the stage for the improbable 11 o'clock concert. At 10:45, the clouds simply evaporated. The stars came out, and the full moon rose majestically over the white set and stage in glorious splendor. And the New Yorkers turned out and packed the house. It was meant to be. I had asked all the cast members to wear nothing but white and be creative. Andre DeShields, always flamboyant, came as a Jamaican policeman, white shorts and top, replete with white knee socks and shoes. The show performed flawlessly, without a hitch. At its high point, Marta Heflin stopped the show, and at the end of her number, the audience stood and would not stop clapping. She turned and looked at me after her fourth bow as if to say, "Well, what do I do now?" Here is her performance that night of a song I wrote on 2 chords, lyrics by director A.J. Antoon, Fire Engine 34.
Fire Engine 34, just around the corner from me. Patrick McGowan, rear-end driver, tipped his hat, said hi to me, gave a smile, said hi to me today. If you don't believe me, just ask my brother. He was walking me home after school He has to walk me home after school each day. I feel so strange. He never noticed me before. But I have loved him for 3 weeks now, maybe more.
I don't know much about this next song. It certainly has that 70s synth sound that captures the late 70s and disco 80s. Could it work with a different orchestration today? Your thoughts. Yours truly.
Shines the sun into the void.
Can you take another? This is a very simple song with some form of modal system behind it. It feels very original to me. I'd like to re-record it with a Brazilian groove. I think it's sticky. Agree? Yours truly. The way is in your heart.
You will not find it with your eyes. The way is not within the skies. The way is in your heart. The way is in your heart. Won't you stop and hush your mind to find your peace, be quiet inside. The way is in your heart. The way is in your heart. And when you find your quiet place, find the whole of glory in your heart. You will not find it in the world. You will not find it in the air. The way is in your heart. The way is in your heart. And deep within your heart you'll find a river running fast and wide that takes you on your way. The way is in your heart. The way is in your heart. The way is in your heart. The way.
Okay, let's end with a song that really should have not gotten lost in the trunk. In an interesting way, it serves as the perfect closer for today's podcast. I'd love to remix it if I still had the multitrack. It's fully produced, but probably never got a final mix. Why? It must have just been lost and forgotten in the trunk of over 1,000 songs. Yours truly. Start all over.
As hard as you've tried to know what it's all about, as hard as you've worked to figure the damn thing out, you've fretted and failed and fallen, given up hope. And now you're on your knees and crawling at the end of your rope. Well, sometimes you got to start all over. Sometimes it works better that way. You're just a little bit wiser. Perhaps you got something more to say. Just try it again, 'cause every time you do, you get one step closer. Sometimes you got to start all over. Sometimes it works better that way. Stop and look around ya. Take some time to think the whole thing through. Leave no bridges burned, leave no stone unturned. Take the lessons learned and put the past behind you. It will only blind you. And then begin to start all.
heaven and earth, you start all over. Go through the fire, you start all over. Take it up higher, you start all over again. From this moment on, just start all over. Let your troubles be gone, and start all over. Given up hope. Sometimes you got to start all over. Sometimes it works better that way. Sometimes you got to start all over.
So there you have it. Scattershot Symphony, episode 19. Next, episode 20, Beyond the Pop Song. At some point in the life of songwriting, we all have to ask ourselves, where am I going with all this? How many I want you, I need you, I love you songs must we write? Can we write? So, to a certain extent, hopefully maintaining the structure and foundation and the fundamentals of songwriting, I decided to just write. Write anything that comes to mind in any way I want to write it. Don't ignore the fundamentals. Just don't be stuck to them. Follow impulse and trust that structure will simply be there intuitively. What evolves from this choice is the content of episode 20. Proven structure to the winds, like flying in my dreams. Just let go and see where it all takes you. Join me. Also, please don't forget to weigh in and vote on possible next steps for each of the lives of these songs you've just heard. Here is the link to share your thoughts on your favorites. Simply go to watchfiremusic.com/podcasts, where you can help determine the future. It won't take you more than a couple of minutes. That's watchfiremusic.com/podcasts. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. A grateful nod goes to Alan Smallwood and the Other Brothers Band on Castaway, Marta Heflin and Margaret Dorn for their vocal brilliance, Fred Coffin, wherever you are keeping them laughing, for your enchanting portrayal of a bug, Larry Rossler for a beautiful lyric on Walking on the Earth Again, to Jenny Burton for background vocals on Remnants, and lastly, to A.J. Antoon for his precious story about a little girl who falls in love with a fireman. Thank you to all. And thanks to Watch Fire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig van Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.